Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Albert Barbado with us. Albert was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, retired postmaster, worked there for 30 years. His hobbies include Roman enacting, ghost hunting, and karaoke. He is also the owner-operator of Enlightened Road Adventure Tours. His book is called The Enlightened Road, a travel guide for the awakening soul. Albert, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, George. It's an honor to be on your show.
Now, how did a great postmaster get involved in the afterlife?
A great postmaster, huh? I was a great postmaster.
Yes, you were.
You know, it all happened. It was just an amazing way it happened. I went through, you know, I actually left the post office during a dark night of my soul. And that's when it all started. It was just an amazing thing that happened.
So later in life, what happened to you?
Well, I had, I went through a mass depression. It was the whole 51 years old. It wasn't 50. It was 51 because now I was in my 50s, you know? And, I became, you know, very overweight. I was fighting with people, had massive anxiety attacks, making family members miserable.
Oh my God.
I became obsessed with dying.
And with that, you just had to study everything you could get your hands on, I bet.
Yeah, well, that's what was going on. I mean, I realized that nobody in my family had made it past 60 years old as far as the males go. And I just got obsessed and extremely depressed. And I went to a psychiatrist, and I was diagnosed with severe depression disorder. And, of course, the psychiatrist, you know, gave me the usual medications, and that didn't work. And, of course, when I called the psychiatrist back, what do you think they did? They doubled my dose.
They doubled your dose. Crazy.
Of course they did, right? And so, you know, I knew I had to do something else. And so I decided that I was going to get into yoga and meditation because my son was into that. And that's how it all started.
We could talk 2 hours about the post office. We'll get into that at a later time. That'll be a different show. My father, Albert, lasted until he was 88. His dad died at 50. And I could remember when my dad was 50, getting close to that age, how strange he was beginning to act. I mean, I think he actually thought he was going to go at 52 because he looked at his father. His father dies at 50. He's going to die. It's genetic, right? He thinks. Mm-hmm. And then once he got to 51 and then 52 and 53 and realized, hey, I'm not going to die this early. I'm going to keep going. And he made it until he was 88 years old. But it was on his mind for a long time. So
yeah,
I can understand.
It was on my mind a lot. And what really made me take the step into getting rid of it was, you know, my two sons. I was like, you know, it's not fair to them to see me like this because I was mentioning it a lot. And I was like, well, you know, I can't put this on them. Yeah, you know, I didn't want my sons to think that they weren't going to make it past a certain age. And I said, you know, at that point, I said, you know what, I got to do something and to change my life. And that's what I did.
And at what point did you decide to write The Enlightened Road?
Well, I took a what happened was one of my best friends who he lived in Brooklyn, New York. He retired and he got a job out in Vegas, and he flew out and he decided that he needed somebody to drive his car out for him. Now, this was back in 2020 and right in the middle of COVID, of course.
Yeah.
And for years, I would take my vacations to international places. If it wasn't the Caribbean Ocean, it wasn't a vacation to me. I never, you know, the U.S. never just seemed to be one of my places that I wanted to vacation. And so I made him a deal. I said, I'll take your car out to Vegas. If you give it to me, for 2 weeks and I go on a little road trip. And that's kind of how it all started.
Well, Las Vegas is not a bad place for a little road trip.
Absolutely.
And then when you were writing the book, you gathered a lot of information. I mean, you've gone through a past life regression and everything else. You found out that you were somebody else in a different life named Anton.
Yep.
you learned a lot. I mean, how much since the days you were afraid of dying or obsessed with dying, how much have you come on and learned?
It was a massive, massive awakening. You know, it started with just meditating, and when I took that journey, the day I left and I crossed into, you know, out into the western parts of Pennsylvania, and I started seeing the scenery change, my meditations just changed. I was stopping at places, and I would get out and I was meditating without even realizing it. And I was seeing things that I never saw before and smelling things I never saw before. I would look at, you know, this giant forest of trees that spread out past the mountains, and I would imagine them as oceans. And then as I was meditating, I would start to smell the ocean, start to hear seagulls. And I was like, what's going on? You know, it was just a massive change in me. And, that's how, you know, those meditations throughout that journey, you know, made everything more intense. And I was able to find out certain things about my life.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, true crime listeners. This is Detective Lily Murata.
And this is co-detective Stephen Phillips Horse. And we're cracking the case of Gypsy Rose Blanchard this week on our award-winning podcast, Celebrity Book Club with Stephen and Lily.
She goes all in about why she murdered her mama.
You mean why she hired her boyfriend to murder her mama?
And we discuss all that and more.
That's right, because murder can be funny too.
Listen to this week's episode of Celebrity Book Club with Stephen and Lily on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to be in Sedona, Arizona in a couple weeks at a live stage show, Albert. And you went there.
I'm going to be there.
You're going to be at that event? Okay, great. I look forward to seeing you there. And definitely come up to me. But you went through a hypnosis, didn't you, out there?
Yes, I did. There's somebody, well, it was through somebody that's been on your show before, Suzanne Ross.
Oh, sure. She just was right. On. Great person.
And this is how my whole thing started, actually. It was through the synchronicities that I had while I was at home. But when I was learning how to meditate, I was looking for better ways to do it. I just wasn't doing it well. And I started looking at some books, some videos, and I found her book, Rise Up. And I fell in love with the book. It had all the science and math and stuff that I was still that logical person. So it kind of, I was in tune with that stuff, but it explained the meditations. And what happened was when I was booking my trip, I booked a little spiritual tour in Sedona because I knew I was going to end my trip in Sedona. And it was through this company. And it was a man named Mark I booked it with because I really liked his videos. And about 2 weeks before the trip, I called up to make sure everything was still going on because of COVID. And they told me Mark had to cancel, but we had this this other person that can do your tour with you. Her name's Suzanne. I said, okay, great. And so I started looking up, you know, her videos, and lo and behold, it was Suzanne Ross. Of all the
small world.
Like, oh, this is crazy, you know, and you know, it went on from there. We've become very good friends. And when I got to Sedona, she helped me with, I told her some things that were going on in my life as far as visions I was having when I was sleeping and dreaming and meditating. And we did a little hypnotic regression, and she helped me figure some things out.
And apparently you had a past life as Anton. Who was he?
Well, I'm actually an ancient Roman gladiator reenactor.
Aha.
Right. And so it's something that's rare in the United States. You know, in the United States, you have a ton of Civil War reenactors.
That's right.
In Europe, it's the same amount of Roman reenactors. And so through a bunch of coincidences, I got into this ancient Roman reenacting. And when I met the people that actually started this Roman reenacting thing, they had this net and trident set up. And when I went to go meet them, they told me, nobody, you know, this is the armor that we use. We fight with this. We show this, but we leave that net and trident there because it's very hard to use. And the first day I met these guys, I picked up the net and trident, and it automatically came to me. And they were like, you got to be kidding me. And we put on a whole 4-hour show throughout the day with me as using this net and trident. And I realized now it was muscle memory. And I've been doing this for years now. And what happened was I was having these visions in my dreams and in my meditations of this man with long blonde hair. He would just walk by me and just stare and just keep going. And so when I met with Suzanne, we decided that she did a hypnotic regression on me. And it turned out that through this regression, I was able to pull myself through this like portal, and I found myself on the sands of the arena in Rome and looking face to face with this man. And he actually told me his name. He said, my name is Anton. We are Anton. Let's get to work.
Huh.
And I was like, wow. And then I got sucked back in, and it was just an amazing experience. And I realized then that's why everything came so easy for me as far as the Roman reenactment goes, because I've done this before.
Albert, what have you learned about the afterlife with these episodes?
As far as the afterlife?
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think of it?
Well, I believe now that there is something out there. You know, I always wondered. I was always skeptical. I know now that there is something. And what you know, I always also believed about time being not linear. You know, that there's a possibility that time right now is everything is happening now. Everything that will happen is happening now. Everything that did happen is happening now. And what this whole experience did for me was made me become a better person, because if that's the case, and this person, Anton, is my past life, then there's a possibility that I'm his past life.
Sure.
And he's become my higher self. And to me, that means maybe I'm his higher self. And so that's a big responsibility. And so it's made me become a better person. And I always think about that when I'm making decisions.
Did you like him when you met him in this moment?
Yes and no.
Oh, really? What was the no for?
Well, I liked him because I've been yearning to meet him. And I knew I knew the second that it happened, the second that I envisioned Rome when we went on this journey and I saw him on the arena, I said, I know this is it. You know, I know this is him. What I didn't like was the fact that he controlled everything. And I'm a very, you know, I'm a control freak.
Yeah.
I didn't like the fact that everything that happened was because he made it happen. And I kind of, you know, during my return trip back to Sedona after this initial trip, I had an experience where I controlled the situation. And so that's one of the reasons why I didn't like it. I didn't like the fact that he controlled everything.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.